John Williams was found at 12:43 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, just outside of a small remote camp on the west side of Route 139 south of Norridgewock. At a press conference Saturday evening, Somerset County Sheriff Dale Lancaster thanked the community for supporting the more than 200 officers who searched through the area's remote woods over the past 4 days.
Words fail us as we try to express our gratitude.
Police offered few details on the arrest. However, State Police Lieutenant Colonel John Cody says that as officers scoured a roughly 25-square-mile area over the past few days, they found multiple indicators that they were looking in the right place.
Throughout the week, we found tracks that appeared to be fresh and just continued to confirm our fact that we had him contained in that area.
Lancaster says that a 7-person team of officers found Williams on Saturday after being sent to clear the remote camp, and that Williams offered little resistance. Police didn't provide details of how Williams survived in the woods or if he was armed. Lancaster added that Williams was arrested using Corporal Cole's handcuffs.
I felt that it was fitting where he killed my deputy, Corporal Gene Cole, and he was brought to justice using Cole's handcuffs.
After his arrest, Williams was sent to the Waterville Police Department for questioning and is expected to be transferred to the Maine Correctional Center in Windham by Sunday morning. Attorney General Janet Mills' office says that Williams will make his first court appearance early next week. But as the manhunt came to an end, questions still persist about what circumstances led to the shooting or about any potential motives. Lancaster says police will be questioning Williams over the next few days.
We don't know, and it would be inappropriate to comment on it right now.
But Lancaster says after Williams was arrested, the first call went to Cole's family.
They were relieved, thankful, and very grateful.
And some local residents celebrated, cheering along the town sidewalks when the news of the capture broke. By the afternoon, a road sign leading into Norridgewock read in big, bright letters, "It's over. Thank you, law officials." Cassie Allen, a neighbor of Corporal Cole, says the community can finally take a breath and mourn Cole's death.
We're finally the Cole family and Somerset County Sheriff's Department and this community in this town can get closure.
Still, some police officers from across the state will stay in Norridgewock for at least another week. Since Cole's death, small teams of officers have been taking 6-hour shifts, 24 hours a day, to watch over Cole's casket at a local funeral home. Deputy Tim Davis of the Knox County Sheriff's Office was guarding the casket early on Saturday.
This is my personal way of sort of telling Corporal Cole, we've got it from here. You did your time. You served the cause. We've got it.
Davis and other officers will keep watch until Cole's funeral, which takes place Monday, May 7th at Bangor's Cross Insurance Center. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.